Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please. If you need to send application information to us, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative. All of our customer service representatives are currently helping other participants. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Ariadna. Are you calling today for the first time or to check the status of an existing case?
Hi, I'm calling. I have a participant and her son on the other line. They're calling today to request an assessment. This is, I think they applied last year, but it didn't go through, so we're going to try again today. So I'm just going to put you through to them, make sure they're okay, and then they'll be able to participate, okay?
Okay, and I'm sorry, before I talk to the consumers, what is your name?
Well, I'm going to be leaving the call now, but my name is Shira.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Shira.
All right. Gladys and Kevin, we have on the line the broker. They're going to be able to schedule your first assessment, okay?
Okay.
Just answer the questions, and if you need assistance, let me know.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm okay.
That's great. Thank you so much. All right. My name is Ariadna. Today I will be assisting you with this application. Let me confirm, who is the applicant? So who is applying for services?
Gladys Henderson. I'm her son. I'm her caretaker, and I answer a lot of questions for her.
Thank you. And what is your name, sir?
My name is Kevin Henderson.
Thank you, Mr. Henderson. So, as I understood, did your mom apply for services last year?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Hey, miss, well, hold on, wait a minute. Let me give you a brief scenario of what's going on. Last year we applied, and my mom is a little confused about things, meaning like she's 83, okay? It's something she don't understand. All right, so like when they asked her like two questions. Do she need help bathing, and do she need help fixing her meals? She does need help. She lives alone. Okay, and, you know, like sometimes she don't remember, like, you know, like how to answer the question. So in other words, they denied her taking that to heart. She's 83. She's confused about some things. She needs help. She lives alone. And I just got a letter in the mail stating that her doctors said that she don't need help. Miss, that's a flat-out lie. I make all her doctor's appointments at Chestnut Hill Hospital. Her doctor is Dr. Ann Hunter. And what 83-year-old person that live alone that you know that don't need help.
Okay. Of course, I understand. But let me find the case, okay, so we can confirm how can we proceed or what are the options in order to
complete
the application, okay?
All right.
Now, let me also confirm, I not need to obtain some personal information. Please note that we will not speak to anyone regarding the application without the written or verbal permission of the applicant.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see if I can find the case. So can I have also her date of birth, please?
3443.
Thank you so much. Okay, thank
oh,
you
no.
so much.
Give me catch up.
Can I...
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Can I also have the address that we have on file, please?
168 West Cheltenham Avenue.
And what is the city, the state, and zip code?
Philadelphia, PA 19120.
Okay, thank you so much. And to make sure we have a good phone number on file, if we need to call you or call her back, what is the best phone number that we can use for this case?
267-407-6179.
We have a different phone number on file. Can you change the number?
Miss, hold 1 second, please. Oh, hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yeah.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right, so come on. What are you asking?
Yes, sir. So I was trying to confirm the number that you gave me is not what we have on file. So is there another number that you can confirm?
Miss, you might have her number on file. It's 215-800-7634.
And we have another number, too, so...
Miss, listen to this. We both just changed our phone numbers. We was getting a lot of spam calls, and we both just changed both our numbers.
Okay. So, well, let me update the information, okay, because it looks like we don't have an updated number for you. We have her number, but we don't have your number. So can I have it one more time, please?
My number is 267-407-6179.
Thank you, sir. Okay, excellent. I have the information here. And at the end of this call, would you like to participate in a customer satisfaction survey?
No.
All right. Excellent. Well, if you don't mind, can I place you on hold for a moment so I can quickly review the case? Let me confirm what are the options so we can continue with the application. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please.
You all right? Hey, Duke. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You don't sound like you're all right. What are you making all that noise for? Huh? Hey, just you hear me talking to you?
Uh-huh.
I said, what are you making all that noise for?
I'm trying not to make no noise, sir.
Huh?
I'm trying.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your patience. Hello? Can you hear me?
I'm here. Okay, hey, come on,
man. Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, I have verified information. So at the moment, the option that we have in the system is that to continue with the application and with the process, the next step is to appeal. So in this case, you have to, or your mom has to have a hearing with a judge.
Okay,
judge,
miss. All right.
Which is...
All right. I'm familiar with that. All right. I feel like this call... I say I'm familiar with that. I feel like this call was all for nothing.
Well, the problem is that the case was already closed.
Yeah, but they closed it for insufficient reasons. She's not making competent decisions, and her doctor didn't tell no lie about she don't need help.
So in this case, sir, so we or the consumers always get the opportunity to appeal, because if you think that this is an error or the decision was made in an error, then
okay,
the next step is to appeal.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time. Have a good day.
So I will I'm sorry. Anything else I can assist you with today?
No. Thank you.
All right. Would you like to participate in a customer satisfaction
survey? No.